While it took many years for the full AOC system to be developed, implemented, and then refined, today the basic system works like this. There are four levels that can be thought of as comprising a pyramid. The base of it is composed of regional wines. Stacked on top of that is what are known as village wines. And the two top tiers of our pyramid are composed of what are known as Premier Crus and Grand Crus. Remarkably, the Premier and Grand Crus account for only about 12% of Burgundy's total production. You can think of the hierarchy in Burgundy as becoming ever more geographically specific the higher up the pyramid you go. Regional wines, called Bourgogne, can, with certain broad restrictions, come from anywhere within Burgundy. Village-level wines must come from within a specifically delimited area. There are certain exceptions that we will discuss later, but for our general purposes here, a village wine is exactly what the name would imply, which is a wine that comes from the vineyards located in or around a specific village. Examples of this might include Gevrey-Chambertin, or Volnay, or Beaune, or Pouligny-Montrachet. To give you an idea of the complexity and intricacy of the Burgundian AOC system, consider that there are 33 different Grand Crus, 629 Premier Crus, 44 different AOC village appellations, and 24 different regional designations. At this point, it is worth posing a key question. Exactly what is being classified when we speak of a particular vineyard level? If we compare the system in Bordeaux with that of Burgundy so as to underscore an important difference, in Bordeaux, it's the chateau itself that is classified and not the land that it uses to produce wines. For example, a more highly rated chateau can buy a lower rated chateau's land and include the production from it under their own label with no consequences, or at least none of a regulatory nature. By contrast, in Burgundy, it's the land itself that is classified, and if a domain sells a parcel of land, the new owner must continue to use that specific official classification and approved appellation. This is one of the main reasons that the wines of Burgundy remain so complex, though this is far from being the only reason.